America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We're broadcasting live from the Michigan Association of Broadcasters Career Fair.
Glad that jerk finally left.
Dan Miller?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a very nice guy, is he? He's the greatest dude ever.
Four teeth to get the guy to talk.
Right?
Like, open up a little bit, Dan.
Yeah. We had to beg him to come over.
Come on.
Dan's the best. All right, so this game, Houston. For people who missed it yesterday, they went to social media late in the show. Well, they didn't time it up with our show, but we were late in our show when they announced that they had debuted their new battle red uniforms with the red chrome helmets, red head to toe. We get to see that monstrosity against our Lions, although you like the chrome helmets.
I love chrome helmets. I don't know why you don't like them. I think they're amazing. I loved it when, you know, Oregon's got like 10 different chrome helmets. I think it's awesome. I know you don't like the Michigan State ones because they look like Christmas tree ornaments, but I like the green. I think they could go with a darker green. It can go with a silver. I love the chrome.
Like, look, you're playing football. This isn't Battlestar Galactica, you know? Let's chill with the mirrored helmets.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, not my thing.
We need more of Penn State boring white. Yeah, let's do that.
Damn right. Tradition right there.
Yeah, you and, you know.
Penn State's helmets are incredibly boring, but I'm not against alternate helmets. I think the chrome looks stupid.
Look, you love James Franklin. I get it.
Do I?
Yeah, you love James Franklin.
All right, you're crossing a line now, big fella. Anyway, Texans 6-3. They moved to defensive tackle this week for a 7th-round pick. They're a first-place team. They're 4-0 at home. There have been times they haven't looked great this year. They got pounded by the Vikings. They lost to the Packers. And, of course, our division plays the AFC South this year. But in Houston, some of the talk and listening to them build up to this game, they are looking at this game as a measuring stick game. They are like, okay, we're playing the Lions. It's time to put our big boy pants on and find out how good we are, which is also refreshing to hear. But that's their approach towards this game this week.
That's what they're going to see the rest of the way. I think every team is going to look at the Lions game as a measuring stick game. Lions are class of the league. They're the best team in the NFC. They're arguably the best team in football. Why wouldn't you measure yourself against what the Lions do? And every game is going to be important for every team they play because they're all trying to make the playoffs. Nobody's running away with it. And, you know, the Lions have to be ready for that. It's a different game when you've got the target on your back as opposed to when you're chasing after something. But Dan Campbell's done an amazing job of keeping this team on the attack and on the hunt. They're not hunting the team that's behind. They're hunting a championship. And to get to that, you've got to take care of everything on Sundays.
So Nico Collins likely coming back. He didn't practice yesterday, but he's been cleared to practice. I would be surprised if he wasn't at least limited today. But that's their guy. He's averaging over 17 yards a catch this year. But they also, with Diggs out, they still got John Metchie and Tank Dell. They're pretty good. So this will be a test for the Lions' pass defense.
Well, Tank Dell's the guy that's stepped up, and he's been better. Metchie has been, you know, I think he's going to go down as one of those guys that had amazing speed in college and did nothing in the NFL level. But he still has great speed. So if he gets the ball in his hands, look out. But they haven't done that with any kind of regularity. Nico Collins is a problem when he's healthy and when he's playing. You know, the running game with Joe Mixon is a problem. He's awfully good. And C.J. Stroud is – it's interesting because he's not the quarterback he was a year ago. I heard Mike Tirico talking about it with the morning show that this he's playing more like a rookie quarterback than when he was a rookie. Because when he came in last year, it was unbelievable. You know, the success that he had throughout the season. The first half of the year, he was phenomenal and then kind of settled down a little bit, but he was still playing at a high level. This year, he's not playing anywhere near that level. And I think a lot of that is the disruption they've had on the offensive line because it's not very good. But their defensive side of the ball can be scary. And we talked a little bit about it yesterday with, you know, are there protection issues with the Lions in terms of the pass game? Jared Goff has taken some hits the last few weeks. And you worry about that when you've got a team that has Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter. And they've got other guys, too, but those are the main two guys that can get after the quarterback, and it's an awfully good tandem.
Yeah, Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter may combine for 30 sacks this year. They are going to challenge this Lions offensive line. And, look, the C.J. Stroud thing is weird, but he got sacked 8 times last Thursday night. 8! And by the end of that game, it felt like he was seeing ghosts, like he was reacting to pressure that wasn't there yet. Oh, it was coming. But I think he got a little bit shell-shocked. And quite frankly, they're probably looking at the Lions going, all right, this is a good game for us to play right now because with Aiden Hutchinson out and Za'Darius Smith still being onboarded, you know, how good is this pass rush? They probably actually relish a game against the Lions defensive front because they're without Aiden Hutchinson, and who knows what they're going to get out of Za'Darius Smith.
Well, if you're Houston, how do you attack it? Because you've got a good running back, but the Lions have always been pretty good against the run. And if I'm the Lions, I'm going to try to stop the run and try to force them to throw because I like our secondary. And if they're throwing a ball, you saw, you mentioned the 8 sacks. I don't expect the Lions to get anywhere near that total. But can they get a couple of sacks? Can they get consistent pressure? You know, if he's seeing ghosts like he did last week and he's rattled, take advantage of it. The Lions have playmakers.
Do you see what he finished 11 for 30 in that game? 11 for 30. And you mentioned he wasn't the quarterback he was a year ago. Last year, C.J. Stroud threw 5 interceptions all season. This year, he's got 4 already. Last year, he got sacked 38 times all season. This year, he's been sacked 30 times already. So it is definitely a different C.J. Stroud experience when you're going up against them. Now, they can run it. Joe Mixon's 100-yard back a game. And that's, you know, you're seeing more and more of this in the NFL now, and that is the return of the running back, and they got a good one at Mixon.
Well, they do, but I like the Lions. When they put Reeder and McNeil out there on the field, it's awfully tough to run between the tackles with those guys out there. Getting Pascal back is going to help because he's very good as a two-way kind of player. And, you know, Za'Darius Smith, we haven't seen him yet as a Lion, but we've seen him in other uniforms, and we know what a great pass rusher he is, but he's also pretty good against the run. So he's a guy that doesn't have to come off the field. He's not just a pass rushing specialist guy. He's that complete defensive end they're looking for.
So here's my question, because we saw the Lions last week really got down in the rain and the mud, and they mucked it up, no problem. Is whether or not this team, this Lions team, can win indoors.
Can they win in the controlled environment?
Can they win when the conditions are perfect?
Why didn't we ask Dan Miller that? this is the way for the rest of the season. They have 2 outdoor games on the schedule, at Chicago, at San Francisco. Everything else, obviously, is at home, or you're playing indoors on the road. So this is what this is on Sunday night. I love that it's the big game Sunday night. I know Dan Campbell enjoys and relishes the big game and the atmosphere that can bring. When you're on the road, you got to really bring it. And I think that keeps his team on their toes and keeps them alert.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.